You know, it's kind of our job to stay on top of what's going on in the world, not just pop culture, but just, you know, things that are happening. And you start to see things pop up and you're like, what's that? Well, it's our job to explain to you what that is. For example, you might have noticed that a lot of your friends have been tweeting or posting on Instagram about Wordle. Have you seen the Wordle?
What is that?
It's a daily game, is the best way to describe it. It's almost like the New York Times has a crossword puzzle, and every day it's a brand new crossword puzzle, and everybody gets the same one. So if you subscribe to the New York Times and you do the crossword puzzle, you're doing the same one that I'm doing in New York if you're in Chicago. It doesn't matter where you are. That's the daily puzzle.
Okay.
So Wordle is kind of like that, except it's quicker and shorter and doesn't last very long, especially if you're good at it.
It's kind of like sex with me.
It's pretty quick.
It's over fast.
And, yeah.
And it doesn't hurt that bad.
And you don't really enjoy it. Yeah. So you're greeted by a 5-wide by 6-long grid of empty white boxes. Okay. Each box can hold one letter. You have to guess the answer by typing in a 5-letter word, then you press enter. So like I started mine today and I put in the word worry, W-O-R-R-Y, and I hit enter and none of those letters were in.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, okay, I put in, I don't know, like slots or something, and the S and the L were correct. So if it turns green, that letter is in the daily word and you've placed it in the right spot. If it turns yellow, the letter's in the word, but you have it in the wrong position. If it turns gray, it means the letter is not in the word at all.
How many chances do you get?
6.
Oh, okay.
You get 6 chances. By chance 4, I guessed today's word.
Which was what?
Oh, I don't remember. I think today's word was...
Sloth.
Maybe it was...
Sloth. Slithering.
It might have been sloth. I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But... See that, and that's the worst thing about it. Like, I did it, I got the word quickly, and then I forgot about it immediately. So it's not very engaging. But the thing with it is that you can immediately then share that information, and people are doing that. They're sharing like how quickly it took them to get today's word. So you put it up on Twitter, and other people are like, oh, you got it in 3 tries. That's awesome. Hmm. So they're trying to make like a community out of Wordle. And I don't know. I've been doing it. I just haven't really bought into it yet. People are like, I can't wait till tomorrow. I'm like, nah, I can wait till tomorrow.
So every day the new word comes out. And so if you guess it really quick, then you're done for the day and you have tomorrow to look forward to.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And what sucks is if somebody else can tell you the word, then your day's over.
Oh, so you got to stay off social media.
Someone can give you, somebody that hates you can give you a spoiler. Like they can call you and be like, hi, how are you? Today's Wordle is, yeah, right. And then you're screwed.
Mm, okay.
I know. Okay, so Wordle is something that you will be seeing out there. Everybody is starting to do it. You're seeing it on social media already. So in case you're wondering what it is, it's a daily puzzle that people are into. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten into it yet. The other thing that you may or may not have heard about is the Twee aesthetic, T-W-E-E, Twee.
Okay.
So the Twee aesthetic has been all over TikTok. It's been huge on TikTok. The Atlantic had an article on it. Mashable had like 3 articles on it today. Someone's already written a book on the Twee aesthetic and Twee culture. Now, when I was first understanding what Twee was, it kind of reminded me of steampunk. Because the whole look to me felt very steampunk, where like guys with those handlebar mustaches with all the wax in them, and women that are dressed very feminine, but like almost French meets old American. So like a tennis skirt, but like some really wacky tights with bows on them, you know, very feminine and lacy. And a lot of people are going on TikTok and they're talking about like, how to look twee. There's one girl that I was following where she's plus size. She's like, are you plus size and you want to look twee? It's not just for skinny people. Here's plus size twee.
Mm-hmm.
And she was showing us with like a little skirt and her bag and her little sweater. It's like, it's more than just a look. It's actually, yeah, it's more than just a look. It's like, remember when grunge was a thing in the 90s?
It was like a state of mind.
Culture. That's what twee is. So there's music, that's twee. It's all about being very positive and supportive. It's the opposite of hipster, because hipsters are kind of, it's kind of a hipster look, but it's more positive and supportive. Like twee is very anti-bully. Like there's a famous story about this girl, this 20-year-old girl. There was a guy being beaten up by two bros in Boston. And this 20-year-old girl stepped in the middle and stopped them from basically killing the guy. She was twee. That was a twee thing to do, where she stepped in and did something positive and stopped two bullies. And they made, and the twee aesthetic people made a very big deal of that story.
All right. So this is twee music. So you said twee music. I said, I got to look this up. I got to figure out if I like this music or not. So this.
You're not going to like it. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to like it. When I had a million arms, I would wrap them around all your body parts. Try to keep away all the good to you harm. Try to keep out sickness and people. So, I know, yeah. So there's a dude who writes about this for Mashable, and he had gone to see some twee music, exactly that, and he was like, this is awful. And he just went home and he just like wrote a scathing piece about what crap it was and how shocked he was that the whole audience was just really into it and positive and supportive. The whole concept of the twee aesthetic is to support people in what they do, not to judge. So if you want to make that music, I'm here for you.
No, I don't mind if you like the music or you make the music. I'm saying if I like the music or not, and it's not something. High school made me cry. I'm not downloading this for myself.
Right.
This is the move. This is the music they put in movies I hate. This is the
I feel like this is more feminine music. There are male twee artists as well. I don't
can't
think
find
you'll
a
like
one
either, but I'm just saying.
I can't find a one. here, this might be. This is Free Cake for Every Creature. That's the name of the band.
Ooh.
You just like it because it's cake.
Which is a very twee. Well, that's true, but it's a very twee. Even the title is twee.
Free Cake for Every Creature. Coming at you.
Yeah, very positive.
Number one on the tweet chart.
And the third thing is very interesting, because I was really on this early, and it wasn't because I was trying to be trendy. It was because I had IBS and celiacs. Apparently, the low FODMAP diet, or FODMAP really is how you pronounce it, but it sounds such a weird word. The low FODMAP diet is blowing up on TikTok. And now Monash University, who came up with the low FODMAP diet, their logo is now on regular products that you can buy in the, like you can walk into the store, your cornflakes has a Monash University logo on it, Quaker Oats products, there's all these different granolas. You're going to be seeing a little blue square logo with a weird squiggly. And if you look closely, the squiggly is actually a GI tract. It's your intestines. It's like little intestines. It's cute.
My intestines made it onto my cornflakes.
The low FODMAP diet that I've been on now for going on 2 years, it's becoming a huge
trend.
You are
so ahead of your time.
It's really becoming a huge thing that there are all these now blogs and chefs that are cooking low FODMAP. You can now go into a restaurant and ask for a meal that is a FODMAP meal, and they know to not put garlic, and they know what to put, what not to put. Like, it's becoming a big enough thing that not only is it on products in grocery stores, there's tons of people on TikTok that are posting recipes and what they eat, and there's chefs that are dedicating, there's dietitians now that are just, it's really a huge trend because there's so many of us now that have stomach issues. And this has been the solution, whether you have any kind of stomach issue that you have, whether you have Crohn's disease or IBS or celiacs, or just like you get bloat. This diet is the thing that stops all that from happening, and everybody's on it now.
Pretty soon you're going to have your own section in the menu that you can just look right down at that section. You don't have to be a huge pain in the ass. You can just say, I want the number 17.
You're right. Exactly. Just the way that they now have vegan options on a lot of menus or vegetarian options. And a lot. I mean, when I was a little girl, I was a vegetarian. And, you know, in New York, you would think they'd be kind of woke about that. They weren't. So if you went to a restaurant with your parents and you were like, I'm a vegetarian, they'd be like, well, we can give you some pasta and broccoli. So that was the only vegetarian option, was pasta and broccoli everywhere. But now, you know, they make special dishes that are just vegan, just vegetarian. The next one that you will see, like you said, on a menu will be the low FODMAP.
Can you imagine? You can actually go out to dinner with somebody and them not roll their eyes once when you order.
I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
I look forward to that day.
Because the minute they say, what can I get for you? I just sit back and go, oh, here it comes.
Here we go.
It started with the what do you want to have to drink? What does she want? She wants special water from Sweden oh, God, here we go. It can't be easy. Nothing is easy. Where's the water from? How did it get here? How fresh is the water? Oh, dear God.
Can you do half water, half cranberry juice? And just squeeze a little lemon in, but I don't want the rind because someone probably touched it.
Right. And I only want just the half of the lemon squeezed. I don't want the whole lemon because God.
Because I have acid reflux, so I can't have all that acid if I drink.
But I really want that. But can you, I know what, bring me the lemon first so I can see it. And then you can squeeze it into my drink. Yeah, so everybody that goes to dinner.
I know one time I went to dinner.
Rolls Royce.
You know, and my friends were already on to me. One time I went to dinner with a couple of friends of mine, and the waiter was going around the table, and they got to me, and my friend went, excuse me, and got up and said to the waiter, you might want to sit down and let the waiter sit in his seat. He's like, okay, Cooper, go ahead.
Yeah, usually the guy will let the woman order first, but I always order first so I could get up and go to the bathroom when she orders, because I don't even want to hear it. I can't. It's too much. Can you imagine if you were going on a date with somebody for the first time? Oh. And it was just you two at a diner, and then you have to order. I mean, even your water order would make the guy want to run out of the restaurant.